This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ukrainian military said on Wednesday it has so far staved off any major Russian advance into the north of its Donetsk region, but pressure is intensifying with heavy shelling on the city of Slovyansk and nearby populated areas. Russia and separatist proxies were already in control of the southern part of Donetsk province when they effectively completed the seizure of the neighboring Luhansk region on Sunday with the capture of the city of Lysychansk, much now which lies in ruins. Moscow says ejecting the Ukrainian military out of both regions is central to what it calls a special military operation to ensure its own security, a more than four-month-long offensive that the West calls an unprovoked war. Italian rescue services are back searching for bodies days after a massive piece of alpine glacier broke off and killed hikers. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Continuiamo con l'attività di ricerca dall'alto con I droni.
Maurizio Dell'Antonio from the Alpine Rescue Service says his teams continue with aerial search operations using drones, trying to find more elements that could help reconstruct what happened and also to give a more certain answer to the relatives who are still waiting for information. Seven hikers died and several others are unaccounted for after large chunks of ice and rock from the Marmolada Glacier sped down the mountain in an avalanche on Sunday. The experts say search teams cannot go in on the ground as the terrain is still too dangerous. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Or you can always follow us for the latest news on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The FBI director in the U.S. and the leader of Britain's domestic intelligence agency are raising alarms about the Chinese government, warning business leaders that Beijing is determined to steal their technology for competitive gain. FBI Director Christopher Wray reaffirmed previous concerns in denouncing economic espionage and hacking operations by China, as well as the Chinese government's efforts to stifle dissent abroad. His speech Wednesday was notable because it took place at MI5's London headquarters and alongside the agency's director general in an intended show of Western solidarity. The FBI director also said there are signs the Chinese have looked for ways to insulate their economy against potential sanctions. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have detained several foreigners, including Britain's second-most senior envoy in Tehran, for alleged acts of spying such as taking soil samples in restricted areas, state television reported on Wednesday. It did not elaborate on when they were arrested or whether they were still under arrest. Britain said the reports were completely false. Iranian state TV showed what it said was footage of Giles Whitaker and his family in central Iran, where the British diplomat appeared to be taking ground samples. State TV said it was near an area that a missile test was taking place by the guards. American musician Carlos Santana is recovering after collapsing on stage during a concert outside the U.S. city of Detroit on Tuesday. AP music correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Eyewitnesses say Carlos Santana was performing the song Joy when he sat down and then slumped over. His manager says Santana, who is 74, was taken to an emergency department for observation but is doing well. Santana says in a statement he forgot to eat and drink water, so he got dehydrated and passed out. Wednesday's show outside Pittsburgh has been postponed. Santana has had a rough go recently. He had an unspecified heart procedure in December, and he and members of his band tested positive for COVID-19 in February. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Recapping our top story, the Ukrainian military said on Wednesday it has so far staved off any major Russian advance into the north of its Donetsk region, but pressure is intensifying with heavy shelling on the city of Slovyansk and nearby populated areas. Russia and separatist proxies were already in control of the southern part of Donetsk province when they effectively completed the seizure of the neighboring Luhansk region on Sunday with the capture of the city of Lysychansk, much of now which lies in ruins. Moscow has called it a special military operation to ensure its own security, a more than four-month-long offensive the West calls an unprovoked war. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.